Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
To talk now about the president's address last night, we're joined by Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark. Good morning, Congresswoman. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob. It's good to be with you.
Congresswoman, I know that you've rejected the president's claim last night that immigration at the southern border is a national crisis, as he put it. How would you describe it?
There is no emergency at our southern border. And what we are seeing President Trump do is go back to his campaign and use fear and division to try and get the taxpayers to fund a campaign slogan of build the wall, at a cost of $5 billion. And there is a real toll for federal workers as this shutdown drags on. And this is just wrong. It is wrong for the president to be holding federal workers and the American economy hostage for what is a political football for him.
In the speech last night, the president described families impacted by violence committed, he says, by people in the country illegally. Depending on your point of view, it seemed like he was either trying to stoke fear, the politics of fear you were talking about a minute ago, or trying to tug on the heartstrings of Americans with these stories. Do you think that worked last night?
I don't. I think that Americans see through that this is not truly about security. If this was about securing our borders, the president would be joining us in having that discussion. We need to open government and look at what we can truly do to keep our borders safe. We need to use technology and be smart about how we make our borders secure. I can tell you that I've talked to federal researchers who say the problem we really need to be looking at is tunneling. But the course the president has taken is relying on misinformation and fear-mongering to deprive all these important people in keeping us secure as Americans their paychecks, and all in the name of trying to appease his base and make good on this campaign promise of his to build a wall.
I'm wondering, as one of the leaders of Democrats in the House, is it the Democrat strategy to put legislation on the table to open the government without border wall funding, legislation that we know is coming? But is it specifically designed to attract not only Democrat support, but GOP support and split off some Republicans from the president?
Our goal is very simple. We want to open government and stop holding federal employees for hostage for this wall of the president's. And we need the Senate to pass their own bills that they have already passed back in December before the president did an about face and said he wouldn't support them. And let's get government open and functioning. That is what the American people expect from Congress. And then we can have a discussion about our border security.
Quick answer to this last question, if I might. Do you see this dragging on or not?
I certainly hope not.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.